We're in Siman Tafnun Aleph, Sif Dalet, the Machaber says, Tzrichem Liban, V'halibun huachiyu nitzotos nitazamehem. What is Liban? Liban is that sparks are flying off of it. I mean, it gets so hot that the outer layer basically peels off. The Rama says, Yesh Mekilin, there's somewhere lenient, im esabin kol kach shakach nisraf alav mibachutz. If it is so hot that if you put straw on the outside of it, the straw would burn, so that's enough also. Obviously, that's a lower temperature than the outer layer being peeled off by the burning, but that libun would be good enough also. V'nogin kesor rishono b'chol davar shadino b'libun. However, we have the minug, like the first opinion, that anything that is has the status of the requirement of libum would have to be like that first macher opinion. Aval davar shadino b'hagala, but something which you could really do hagala on it. Rak sheish bo stakim o shemechmir in the lab. No, but there's cracks in it which are hard to get the chametz out of, or we're just machmir to do libum on it for some reason. So then sagib libum kalze. Then it would be enough to just do like that second opinion, which is a lower level heat. A chatzuva tzarech liban, the Rama also adds that a chatzuva, which is basically like the stovetop, the burners on the stovetop, those require liban. So the Mishnah Berurah gives us some background in terms of liban, says it's a machlokas aposkim about chametz, whether it's considered to be isur abala, something that is pig or something like that, something which is usur to eat, or does it have the status of heter abala, which means that when the taste went into the item, it was really something that was mutter, and then it became usar afterwards. Like if you had kachim meat, a karban meat, which in and of itself is not usar, but after it was in the utensil for a little bit, it became nosar, and then it became usar to eat because it gave leftovers. So that is something which is called heterabala. It's the same thing by chalav. Something which was dairy, and then so that's heterabala if you want to switch it to meat or something like that. So all those cases are going to be heterabala. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a machokas aposkim. What about chametz? Some say that this is also called heterabala because in the middle of the year when the chametz went into the item, whatever it was really a dvar heter. It was mutter to eat, and therefore since it's heterabala, it's enough to do hagala on it. And according to them, anything for Pesach which was used on the fire is not going to need liban. Hagala is always going to be enough because it's called heterabala. And for heterabala, hagala is enough even if it was used directly on the fire. However, there are some who say that that's only true by nosar, which when the taste went in, there wasn't called nosar, the meat was not called nosar at all. And therefore, this is called heterabala. But chametz, where at the time that the spit was being used or whatever utensil was being used by the chametz, it's already called chametz. It's just that it's mutter to eat chametz at that time. And now on Pesach, that chametz taste remains and is called chametz. And therefore, it will be called isurabala and not heterabala. Because it was chametz before and it's chametz now. So that's called isurabala and therefore it require liban. So the most poskim agree, like this other opinion, that it is called isurabala. And therefore, you would need to do liban on it. And that's how the Mechaber paskins as well. However, there are situations where we will be makil, if we combine other reasons to be lenient, and say that we'll include this opinion, which says heterabala, in order to be makil in certain situations, like we already saw cases before. So this second opinion in the Rama, who says that to do liban, it's enough to just make it hot enough that the straw would burn on the outside, but it doesn't have to be that the outer layer gets peeled off, that will be relying on this opinion that chametz is actually heterabala. What's the story with the chatzuva? So the Mishnah Berurah says that sometimes when you're cooking in a pot or something like that, some of the stuff will spill out of the pot onto the burner or something like that, and therefore you would need to kasher it. However, this is only chatchila because we're machmir by chametz, because really, if there's no liquid, so then taste doesn't transfer from the burner to the grates to the pot without any liquid involved. So if everything is dry, there's not going to be a problem. But just because of chumer de chametz, we're machmir. And also, the Mishnah Berurah says it very well could be that everything gets burned up when it falls onto the fire. All the food is going to get burned up anyway, so there's nothing to be concerned about. But we say that bishum chumer de chametz, we're machmir. So therefore, for sure, liban kal, the lower level of liban would be enough to kasher the grates or the burner, but one should try and be machmir to kasher it anyway. there are opinions that say that you would be able to just cover it with tinfoil or something like that, since there's really no concern of the chametz really transferring. So covering with tinfoil, a solid layer of tinfoil that won't tear, would be enough. And the same thing is true by a hot plate or something like that. Rav Nissen Karel, it says you'd be able to cover it with a thick layer of tinfoil. You wouldn't need to do any koshering on a hot plate either. Sif hey, kelim shenishtamish behem bechamin, kfisha shmisha nechsher. And the rule is that if you use a utensil for hot, so the way that it's used, that's how you have to kosher it. Im tashmishim bekli rishon, kagon kavsham gisim bo v'kedera. If you use the utensil on the fire, or in something which is cooked on the fire, such as a soup ladle, or something like that, which you mix a pot that's on the fire, so then, sarach lachshir bekli rishon, the way to kosher it would be in a kli rishon as well. Im tashmishim bekli sheni, if the way you use it is in a kli sheni, like spoons in a bowl, so then hechsherim kli sheni, the way to kosher would be in a kli sheni as well. Something which is used by pouring from a kli rishon onto it, so then lo sagi le behechsher de kli sheni, it's not enough to use a kli sheni to kasher it. Elat zarech laaros al mikli rishon, you need to pour from a kli rishon onto it. Mishnah points out you need to be careful to make sure that there is a constant flow of the hot water. So one way we'll see of koshering a metal sink, since it's very difficult to kosher a metal sink, one way to do it is by pouring boiling hot water over each spot, because that's how it would become potentially treif in the first place. The way it would potentially become chametz in the first place, you don't actually cook in the sink. If there's a piece of hot chametz, on the sink, and you then turn on the hot water, so that hot water, when it goes onto the chametz, is what's going to make the taste of the chametz go into the bottom of the sink. So the way to kosher it would just be by pouring the boiling hot water on each spot. But you have to make sure that the water is still boiling when you're pouring it out. So you pour it out immediately after it's boiled, and there's a continuous flow when you're pouring from the boiler or from the pot or whatever it is onto the sink. The Rama adds, "Kol kelim sheyesh behen stakim och gumas och haluda v'psoch kli liyuchan nakan lakosan ein lagilan v'tzirichin libun b'makom asadik v'chalada." As we already said, if you have a kli which has cracks in it, holes in it, etc., that you can't do hagala on because you're not going to be able to get it out, so those little spots, so you'd have to do a libun on them. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true with covers of pots that have handles on them or something like that. You would need to do Liban on it, hagala on the pot handles wouldn't be enough because the little space between the pot handles and the actual kli. So what you would need to do, if you can, is unscrew the handles when you do hagala on the pot in order to make sure that there are no parts of the pot that don't get the boiling hot water on them.